Late last year, President Barack Obama endorsed gay rights as human rights and encouraged nations to stop criminalizing homosexual activity. That message seemed to be aimed at countries in Africa. Many of them have harsh anti-gay laws on the books. The gay rights message doesn't seem to be getting through, though, in Liberia. In fact, there's concern that it's having the opposite effect. Bonnie Allen reports from the capital, Monrovia.
In a secluded spot along the beach, a man I'll call John sips a beer and talks quietly about how, as a gay man, he protects himself in Liberia. He changes how he walks and talks, and he has a girlfriend.
Most of the gays in Liberia are sometimes married to women and have girlfriends just because they want to do some cover-up.
Staying undercover has become even more important for John. In December, President Obama announced a policy to encourage countries to stop criminalizing homosexual activity, though he never tied it to foreign aid. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made a speech in Geneva proclaiming that gay rights are human rights.
Actually, I'm not really happy about what Hillary Clinton said on the air because actually it makes things worse.
John says a gay couple was beaten by a group of men on the beach about a week ago. A gay rights activist, who isn't gay, was almost mobbed at a radio station last week. The police had to be called in. And Liberia's former First Lady and now Senator Jewel Howard Taylor recently proposed a bill that would make same-sex marriage a first-degree felony. The penalty, 10 years to life in prison or death, although no one has been executed here for decades. Homosexual activity is already a criminal offense in Liberia, and Taylor says the laws need to be strengthened.
It is a problem in our society. We consider deviant sexual behavior criminal behavior.
Much of the debate here is based on confusion and misinformation about Obama's policy. People believe that it means that America will cut foreign aid to Liberia. The country receives more than $200 million a year from the U.S. Most Liberians idolize the U.S. Liberia was created by freed slaves from America. But this issue has tainted views here of the U.S. and of Obama.
We don't think Barack Obama would be doing Africa good if he should be imposing immoral behavior on the people of Liberia.
These views are not a result of policies from the U.S. government.
U.S. Ambassador to Liberia, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she's spoken privately to Liberia's president about the confusion over the U.S. policy, but doesn't plan to tackle it publicly.
I think the issue is not really wanting to feed a frenzy on this issue. Knowing how occasionally irresponsible the press is here, I can't be guaranteed that a public statement that we give will be put out in the way that we want the statement put out.
Meanwhile, gay men, such as John, say they're more scared for their safety than ever before.
Right now, for a guy like me to stand up and say, oh, yes, I'm a gay and I need my rights, would be very difficult.
So while he appreciates the goal of the U.S. gay rights policy, he says so far it's backfired. For The World, Bonnie Allen, Monrovia, Liberia.